Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, hour number two. I covered a lot of news on the periphery, the peripheral. And we took a few calls. I really want to just blast through your calls. I got a bunch of audio clips. Well, not a bunch. I got two I want to play, actually three. I got just so much news. It's just so much here on the bird flu, on super bacteria spreading around the U.S. that are a million times more dangerous than this vicious chicken flu. And the torture news, fake nuke news, just it's a plethora. But I want to take your calls. Let's talk to Jason in Maryland, then Jeanette, Terry, and others. Go ahead, Jason.
Thanks, Alex. You're going to address one of the things I was calling you about. I haven't been able to listen to you for about a month now, and I wanted to hear you talk about the bird flu, and also if you could speak a little bit about President Bush addressing the nation on the television the other day about renewing the Patriot Act or parts of it or whatever he was saying. I'd like to hear your comments on that.
You want to do that? Well, I mean, basically, the bird flu, it's been proven, is a total fraud.
Well, I know that. The government is, their plans are, as far as what he was saying before, is shutting down cities and, you know, they're going to contain, you know, containment and all that stuff they were talking about. I know it's a farce, but I mean, I'm talking about what they're planning to do with the farce.
Well, we don't know their exact battle plans. We know what their programs are. They have multiple programs running at the same time. We don't know when they're going to activate, when they're going to launch their attack patterns. We don't know when they're going to, you know, engage their operations against us. They're ongoing. I mean, you know, we knew 6-7 years ago they were going to use bio attacks as a pretext for total martial law. Now they're getting us into the stage of preparing us, conditioning us, federalizing local areas, and then we resist it, we educate, we fight it, we expose it. They do beta test and litmus test. They find out that we're not going along with it, so they back off. Then people say, hey, where's the coming bio attack you talked about? We go, wait a minute. It's the government saying it's going to happen. There's going to be a smallpox attack. There's going to be bird flu pandemics. There's going to be, and then it doesn't happen when they say it's going to happen. We said they were going to say it and use it for fear, and we said that if we exposed them, they'd be forced to back off. But then somehow in the dumbed-down public's mind, who just looks for any excuse not to wake up, they look at us as bad because the attack didn't come.
When you follow that line of thought, though, I think it might be a little dangerous to assume that the threats are hollow. You know that as well, better than anybody.
Oh, they'll spring an attack. It could be suitcase nukes, bioweapons. Most likely it'll be chemicals. They'll claim it's biological. Or it'll be a biological, but they'll tell us it's something completely different. And then it'll come out, you know, 5 years later. Look, this is all done just to get us into compact cities, to get us under control, to get us to accept police walking around the street corners demanding to see our IDs randomly. And that's already happening in Miami and other areas. So their martial law, Red Dawn, East German society is rising without them even launching the attack. They're just doing it.
Well, I'm going to let you address the other callers. I have one question left, and still I'd like you to speak to the renewal of the Patriot Act. But what's your, with the Panama Canal being given away by Clinton, and now the main thoroughfare to the center of our country being under basically federal control?
Spanish.
Sure.
And by Spanish, folks, I don't mean Latin American. I mean Spain.
Well, then you have to elaborate.
Well, most of the arterials and the main road are going to be administered by a Spanish company.
Can you speak towards their end, the means to the end?
Sure. Let me go to break and I'll come back. Thanks for the call. I'll try to briefly comment on the Patriot Act and all of its manifestations and incarnations, and then about the NAFTA highway system. It's not just the middle of the country, it's all over the nation.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
And disinformation Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Trying to cover the compendium of the encyclopedic universe that is around us, trying to cover all of the criminal activities being engaged in by a criminal class using systematic high-tech propaganda against our populations. It is daunting. Because the evidence is so overwhelming, and it's like a beach covered with diamonds. It's just one diamond would prove our case, and I'm wallowing in them, wallowing in 100-carat, perfectly formed, flawless stones. their own stated plans to exterminate 95% of us, their own stated plans to put us in compact cities and dumb us down and totally control us, their own stated plans to take our private property and break up our families, their own stated plans to set up a one-world government. But the general public doesn't read. The general public isn't informed. The general public that is somewhat informed buys into the next layer of the onion, the strata of fake news and false political paradigms. Then if you break through that, you break realm of artificial radicals and COINTELPRO disinfo artists. Then you break through that, then you get into the next strata and start then debating alternative political paradigms and terms. When all it is neo-feudalism in a neo-fascist mercantile global plantation. That's it. That's all it is. Simple. We're not that complex of a species when you really look at it all and you boil it all down. All right, let's just go to your calls, because I got all these audio clips coming up, and there's tons of news here. I want to also hear from you. Jeanette and Tejas, thank you for holding patiently. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. My son just turned 18 recently, and so now we're faced with registration with the Selective Service. And in order to avoid the danger of an eventual draft, he's wondering, we know whether or not to register. He knows the penalties concerned with that.
I never did it.
Well, I know that. I remember you saying that. He also knows that he can go with the conscientious objection, which may not protect him at all.
But, I mean, there have been just a handful of prosecutions of that. It's got holes in it. You can fly a Death Star through. They can't enforce it. And if your son's intending to refuse a draft, then I would refuse that Selective Service because, see, that's a contract.
Right.
And so it's already the first step.
So it won't make him a real target, though, and you know, it talks about prison, talks about $250,000 fine.
Well, I mean, look, I'm here on air saying I didn't do it.
Right, right.
And I'm here on air saying I pay income taxes.
Sure.
A lot of people get up on air and shoot their mouths off about how they don't pay income taxes, and either they're stupid or they're feds. Or they're small-time folks that really are seeing that it's a fraud. And doing it at their own risk. And now I've opened another can of worms. But I'm telling you, on this Selective Service thing, it is a total fraud. Are you free? Are you a slave?
Right, right. Well, okay, he has another question, too. What if he were to voluntarily join, like, the Coast Guard and go into a part of that that's either environmental or technologically, where he'd be doing that kind of work? With that?
That's very smart. The problem is they're now making the Coast Guard go overseas.
Right.
And it isn't really the first time. And they make them take smallpox shots, anthrax shots. That's a whole other ball of wax. But they know what they're doing. Folks, we're not just saying this. It's not like smoking a few packs of cigarettes is bad for you. We mean it's really bad for you.
Right. And he's never been vaccinated all his life. So that would be... okay.
But I mean, if I had to join any of the services, it'd be Air Force or Coast Guard.
That's what he was thinking about the Coast Guard. Okay, so if you join the Coast Guard, do you still have to register for the Selective Service?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Alex.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. You know, I don't want to get into command structure, and I'm not that up on it, but the Coast Guard until a few years ago really was its own little entity, but now it's been rolled in. Hasn't been rolled into the Navy. Am I wrong about that? We've got all the military experts listening. And look, understand, folks, if the governor of the state of Texas said, I am commanding via a lottery all men of this age to form up for basic training, and you're going to have to serve 6 months or a year on the Texas border to defend the state from invasion, I believe that is a constitutional order and must be followed. If the president did that, I would have to. But listen, Congress has not declared war. They did not give Bush the power to do this. They just kind of gave him a blank check, quote, you know, if we were threatened. And then they created false intelligence. And these forces are under UN, NATO, international treaty obligation to control. And as long as they're part of that, it's not our military. Do you understand that? Look, I have seen Thomas Barnett, the golden boy of the Naval War College. I've watched several of his talks, read his disgusting book, The Pentagon's New Map. Please don't buy it, folks. I haven't even plugged my own videos yet, and we're an hour and 15 minutes in, and I'm plugging his. And I've got him on video saying, we work for the world government, we work for Wall Street, we're taking over the planet. Look, I mean, they don't even cover it up, okay? I do not work for Lord Rothschild in London. Jacob Rothschild. I do not work for King Fahd. I do not work for the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. I do not work for the Queen of the Netherlands or her princeling. I do not work for any of these people. Do you understand? I will not go saddle up and go fight. You're like, well, you fight who they say. And you're, this is not our military. And see, that's where we get confused and don't understand this. The Pentagon's own strategy is to lose. That's how they stay there. That's how they win. Because their goals aren't our goals. Stop being so naive, folks. It's called P2OG. It's called PNAC. It's public. By the way, it's incredible. I've been saying this for a year before the war. And I'm not tooting my own horn here. I've been sending out the SOS. That's all I've been doing. Because I read their own documents. It is now in the London Guardian. It is now in the Moscow Times. It is now in a lot of really prestigious publications. That, I mean, it's like we wrote these articles. It's like we're being plagiarized, which I think is just wonderful. Please continue. People are finally getting it. That, wait a minute, they make more money if they stay there. Well, wait a minute, there's this Israeli document from 83. There's this U.S. document from 2000. There's this other document from 2002 by Rumsfeld with $6 billion a year funding it to actually widen the war, to make our forces be in a quagmire, that was the goal. There was an invasion strategy and stratagem, a whole war college report out of Israel in 83. It's now been in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. It was even first broken mainstream news in the late 90s, but it's from 83. With their top generals saying the U.S. is going to invade, we're going to break it up into these four regions, it's going to be endless civil war, the U.S. will build permanent bases there, we're actually going to try to get insurgencies going, and we're advising the U.S. on this. And then I see the exact same thing happen, and I'm reading it out of the newspaper, and then so I say it, and that's far-fetched for you? Again, do defense does Lockheed Martin, does Halliburton, does Bechtel, does Aegis and Blackwater, do they make more money if we're there a year or if we're there 10? Okay? Case closed. Discussion over. No, okay? That's why they do everything they can to make it go bad. And we got to finish the job. And the troops love the war. Number one, Rumsfeld's always said, the troops do not love the war. I talk to them all the time. I talk to officers all the time. I talk to grunts all the time. I mean, I'm in a military town. I'm in a military region. I'm surrounded by military bases. I talk to them in restaurants. I talk to them at the gym. I talk to them on the street. And let me just tell you something. When you hear that the troops love it and the American people love the war, it's a fraud. Now, Hillary loves it, and Bill Clinton loves it, and George Bush loves it, and Henry Kissinger loves it, but we don't love it. We don't like it. It's not of the Lord, as we keep hearing people say. It's not. It's about as much of the Lord, as I hear these preachers say, as Anton LaVey was. Now, I'm going to break, and we're going to come back and take more calls. But the caller before the last segment started, this segment started, was asking a question about the Patriot Act. What they do is they continually reintroduce it. And you keep hearing that that Bush, you know, wants it reauthorized and strengthened and expanded. And they keep passing segments of Patriot Act 2 piecemeal and parts of Part 1 piecemeal. And so when you hear that he wants to reauthorize it again, they're just beefing it up again with no habeas corpus, which is the foundation of the Magna Carta 1215. That is the foundation of the Mosaic Law. That is the foundation of everything. Foundation of 1776, 1789. I mean, they're going at the very root of America at every level, gnawing at it like 1,000 ravenous lions. And so that's all going on. I mean, just at every level, they are busy engaging savagely every liberty, every freedom, everything America is. And then running around talking about how they're the highest form of Americanism. I mean, it makes me sick. Let me just tell you, America isn't, guys, in Darth Vader outfits demanding to see your papers while the border's wide open. Okay, that's not America.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations' basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Some news and play some clips. Terry in Florida, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Terry.
Yes, this is Terry.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to let you know. Were you aware of what's going on with our boundary lines, that they're being taken down, and that Canada and Mexico are going to become part of the United States?
Yes, I was aware of that. I've talked about that a couple times.
Okay, and there is a bill that they're trying to pass. Robert Burr, 1873 is the number of the bill. And this has to do with the bird flu. And if they do this, this is going to abolish the 7th Amendment of the Constitution, which is treason, sedition. and I've already contacted the U.S. Attorney General's office. I said,
they engage in a lot of treason and a lot of criminal activities. Thanks for the call.
Oh, wait a minute, there's something else.
Terry, I'm gonna let you go. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in Ohio. Keith, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, Alex, keep up the good work. Keep
thank you.
The truth, especially some of them positive things, because we have to deal with all these negative realities too. You know, need to be built up. But our whole issue with our country, you know, basically it all boils down to sin and the consequences of it. And I believe the Lord is allowing those consequences, you know, to give us a taste.
Well,
of
we know
hell
what
earth.
The wages of sin are. It's death.
And the Lord doesn't want anybody to end up in that eternal lake of fire, so he's kind of giving us a taste here. We kind of go at each other's throats, you know, and you have the demonic powers. And so the Lord wants to see people saved. You know, we've taken the bait of sin for decades and decades in this country, you know, and that's why we have these consequences. You know, nations kind of go through some periods of, religious apostasy. You know, the Christianity drifts into an imitation, and then you get the moral consequences, and then political anarchy. You know, we need to turn back to the true source of truth, who is the truth, the Lord. So, you know, it's that's the real core issue, and you know, many things are just consequences, and many times the Lord has a part in those consequences. Just like he used the Babylonians in Habakkuk 1, you know, and I can't say how that exactly applies, but he said he raised up the Babylonians, that bitter and hasty nation which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. And so he eventually judged the Babylonians for their sin, but we need to go back to the source of truth, his word. So,
and we're still fighting with the Babylonians, which are, of course, the Iraqis, and you got the Persians, which are Iran.
I've just applied it to general, how the
No, I understand. I understand with the sacking of Jerusalem. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Chris, and Chris is calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome, Chris.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I just find it interesting that Blackwater USA was founded the same year that the Project for the New American Century was written. And what I don't understand, what I wanted to ask you is, and you probably know the answer a lot better than I do, but why does the Secretary of Defense and all these other big wigs, when they're walking around in Iraq, why don't they just have regular U.S. Army troops guard them? I mean, why do they have to have private contractors? Why can't they task it out to a Special Forces soldier, Special Forces team, something like that to guard
them? Because those men still, to some extent, have to follow the law. And aren't goons, and a lot of these other guys have been in the military longer. They've now gone private, and so they're considered to, quote, be better, and they've been tested. I mean, Blackwater and all these other companies are engaging in a lot of crimes in Iraq, and I've got articles on it today. They are just 007, licensed to kill. They're not under the uniform military code. They're not under Geneva Conventions. They're not under federal law. They really are under law. They're being paid by our government, but our government is not enforcing it. And so they are good old-fashioned mercenaries. Do you know what Caesar, after Julius Caesar, after B.C., in the A.D., the couple hundred years after Christ on the cross, there in the major decline of Rome, the Caesars always had foreign troops for some reason as his personal Praetorian Guard. Because they were far away from home, they were raised as slaves, as young men, and then freed. And the Caesar would have a guard, usually of German, Visigoth troops around him. I mean, that's just, it seems that's what they do. They always have a group of crooks around them. And you're absolutely right, Muhammad Karzai, all of them. They've got these private little mercenary thugs, but well, we don't call them mercenaries now, mercs. That has a bad connotation, or soldier of fortune, or hired thug, or hired killer. Now they're called private contractors.
Oh, they're mercenaries. You can.
Plus, it's worse than that. You see, these leaders, these Cheneys and others, they all own major stock in these companies, so it's like a gangster has his own force.
Yeah, and that ain't right. If they're U.S. political leaders, they should have military protecting them, our military. They don't need to contract it out to mercenaries.
I hear that irritates a lot of military people. Does that irritate you?
That irritates me.
Anything else you'd like to add, or are you done?
Nah, I'm done. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Play a couple clips and cover the whole passel of news. And then we'll go to Kenny in Maryland and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Before I get into this news, and a lot of it's Iraq and, of course, torture news, a lot of it is economic as well. Before I do that, the holidays are here. Christmas is here. And I encourage people not to go into debt, not to go out and buy $150 tennis shoes for your kid, when a $20 pair will do just as good and last longer. That's my experience. But I'm not going to sit here. I don't know it all. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do. But I know the American people are in record debt, and it's only getting worse, and the economic indices are not very pretty right now. So I know this Christmas, I'm not going to give people, even though I could go out and get some gifts, I'm not going to go out and fight the crowds and buy a bunch of junk. I am giving family books that are anti-New World Order and informative. I'm giving people what I recommend you give them. Codex Magica, The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on one DVD. And I'm also giving them little watercolor paintings that my children have painted framed. You know, that's the type of gifts I'm giving this Christmas. And, folks, we have slashed prices on the videos. Why go out and fight crowds? Why give them nose hair trimmers or curling irons or the, you know, water massage thing, you know, that you put your feet in the bucket that costs $100. Why buy the junk? I mean, frankly, every year, friends and family give me gifts, and I hope they're listening, and I tell them every year, I don't want stuff on my birthday. I don't want stuff at Christmas. I hate things. I don't like having to open boxes and then cram them in closets. I have a garage full of junk. I mean, I mean, I'm not into things, folks. I'm into people. I'm into ideas. I'm into being able to spend time with my friends and family. Again, we've totally gotten what Christmas is supposed to be about backwards. I haven't done this in many, many years, but back when I had more time, I would go volunteer with the Salvation Army on Christmas Day. You ought to do that. It's more rewarding. It's not some bleeding heart thing. Sitting around getting fat and drinking wassail full of rum is not fun, folks. And opening a bunch of stuff you don't even want. I mean, if I want something, I'll go buy it. If I want a pair of boots, I'll go get it myself because I know what I want. Now, obviously, kids are different. They want toys and things, and it's fun. But still, they'd rather you just spend time with them. Instead of giving them a bunch of expensive junk, say, hey, I'm going to work a little less and just take you fishing or take you hiking more or you know, go see more of your baseball games. Again, I meant to just plug my videos, but now I'm preaching about this. And again, it's not that I'm some expert. It's common sense. That's all I'm saying. Stay focused this holiday on what the season's all about. Love, forgiving, sharing, you know, giving, loving your family. That's what it's all about. And realize this holiday, all this is under attack. All this is going to be taken away very soon if we don't turn this around. I mean, we're in deep trouble. They're already trying to arrest people at schools and fire them, and you know they, and now saying Christmas is hateful and taking a Bible to school, you get arrested. I mean, we're already turning into the Soviet Union. And so this holiday, folks, don't go fight the crowds. Don't go battle the crazies. Don't go buy junk no one wants. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Order one of my videos. Make copies of them and give those as gifts. Burn copies of the DVD, the new film. Give them to people. It's that simple. Or if you want to give somebody the original with a nice color cover and the little hard case and the shrink wrap, we're selling the new film, two films on one, The Order of Death, The Elite History of the Bohemian Grove, The Skull and Bones tie-in, going back to the Illuminati and Egypt and Babylon. That's 45 minutes long, that new documentary with the Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the original, re-updated for 2005, updated with all this new information. Two films on one DVD or one VHS, and it's $24.95, each additional $9.95. Why are we doing that? So you can get four or five copies and give them as gifts. My T-shirts, instead of $20, are $9.95 right now. And there's deals on all the other videos and all the other books and all the other things I carry. I mean, on the T-shirts, folks, they're made in America. So I pay as much as $6 for an extra, extra large. I might pay $4.50 for just a medium. I can get them from Mexico for about $2, from China for about $1.50. Of course, they fall apart. These are heavy, nice, you know, good T-shirts. And we got a whole bunch of them, and they're $9.95, and they all got a political message. It's all about getting the word out. So please go to InfoWars.com and order the books, the videos, the books on tape, the T-shirts, off the Secure Safe shopping cart. Look at all the specials. Watch free clips of the films. Read about them. And you're done shopping for the year. You can go right there if you're going to give gifts this holiday season, and you can get those and you can give them to people. I say if you get kids, you get a bunch of paints together and go get a bunch of rocks out of the riverbed and paint things on them and then just give them to people. And if your family doesn't like that more than a nose hair trimmer, something's wrong with them. That's the kind of gift I like. I want an oil painting somebody painted me. I want a fruit basket that somebody put together for me. I do not want... Do not give me anything. And people send me quilts. I mean, listeners, you are the best. I mean, stuff like that I like because I could end up using that. My grandmother was over the other night and for dinner. She's going, man, look at this nice quilt. Where'd you get that? Oh, a listener sent it to me. And she's into quilts. And she's like, you know how valuable this is? I'm always humbled by you guys. So don't get me wrong. I mean, some gifts are nice. It's just that it's about giving, folks. I enjoy giving. So I hope that you will get the films and give them to people. And make copies of them. That's my little gift to you, is there's no copyright for nonprofit educational purposes. So InfoWars.com, or 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we ship these out to you UPS. We ship these out to you UPS, and so they get to you pretty quick, but you need to order them in the next few weeks if you want to get them before Christmas so you can give them as gifts. So 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And in the new year, there's going to be a new address that you can write to us at. You'll even be able to visit us at. Should be open the bookstore by the new year here off of South Lamar. New address on a side street right off South Lamar. But for now, it's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And in the new year, I would also ask listeners to do something that's very important. It is such an incredible blessing. I am so honored. I am so humbled. It blows me away. It makes me think, man, I got to do a better job. I've got to pay attention to what I'm doing. I've got to be more eloquent. I've got to be more learned. I mean, so many AM and FM stations are picking us up. So many news stations. And I think about the stations like WBCR carrying us for 5-plus years in Tennessee, or KCXL carrying us for 6 years? In Kansas City, the great job they're doing. I think about just all of the affiliates out there. The Sunshine Network, three stations up in upstate New York. I think about all the stations that are carrying us, two of them in the Chicago area, several others in Illinois. I think about just the stations in California, stations in New Mexico, stations all over the place carrying this broadcast. And I just want to tell the listeners that it is such a big deal to be able to break through that electronic Berlin Wall, and that people listening on their AM and FM radios from Austin to Kansas City to Chicago, right up the middle of the country, to Pensacola, Florida, and all over, can tune in and can actually hear the truth and can actually learn what's happening. The conversion rate we have of people that finally hear the truth, most of them laugh at me at first, then they go check out what I'm saying, they find out it's true, it's around 90%. And so please, if you're a business owner, sponsor my show or any show, I don't care, but sponsor one that's less controversial, but tell that station I'm sponsoring your morning drive show because you're carrying Alex Jones. Doesn't matter where you put it. In this show, you're going to have the audience. Sponsor it, because I want to thank those stations. If you're a listener, call those sponsors and tell them thank you. Call the station and tell them thank you. Because to not just hold on to the stations we have, but to be growing. Frankly, I'll be honest with you. I lost stations. I went on the air on 9/11. I knew without a shadow of a doubt. I'd bet every dime I own, and I'm not a gambler. I'd stick my head in a guillotine and stake my life on it, that I knew it was an inside op by criminal elements. It was hard to come out with all the evidence and the facts day one, to hit the barbed wire first. And I am proud of that. It's one of the few things I'm actually proud of, that I have trailblazed in so many avenues in this fight, but it brings me to tears to think about what you did, how you looked at the evidence, how you believed me, how you stood up, how many of you stuck with me. I'm surprised anybody could just let that type of hardcore info out. Now it's passe. Now it's discussed in magazines, newspapers, all over talk radio. It is the majority view in major CNN polls, major polls by Zogby. It is in major Gannett polls. Now, we really have been winning. Now, that doesn't mean that overnight there may not be a terror attack, and then you're going to hear, see, we told you, you wouldn't let us take all your freedoms, so now the terrorists were able to attack, and you just better shut up and let us have all your freedoms. That's when we all got to throw ourselves against the gates, when the intruders are trying to batter them down, and hold against them. Now, if they break down the gate, fight them right there in the gap. It's going to get worse each time they launch an attack, because they're getting weaker, folks. They're getting discovered. frankly, in my optimistic view, I knew we could do what we've done. You, because of you. Make no mistake, folks. Those of you that got Road to Tyranny, the emergency release 3 weeks after 9/11 took place and made thousands of copies and gave it to people, we were the zenith. We set the mold. We laid down the parameters. We shifted a massive paradigm globally. The paradigm has shifted. Now, while I'm still trying to figure out if the London bombing's a government op, while I'm still, you know, 2 weeks after it happened, still open-minded and saying, well, the evidence points towards that, but, you know, I don't sit there and just run out because my view is they're behind it, and just because their motive, just because they have the motive and the capacity and the past activities of doing it, certainly they were the number one suspects, but I wasn't declaring a government off. Then we got Sterling just red-handed, open and shut, 100% evidence, now it is proven. When major newspapers were saying it. I mean, we've gone to where I'm passe, folks. And that feels good. Let me tell you, but there's also a problem. There's other people who want to be cutting edge. So they'll run out and say stuff immediately before they have evidence, or they'll just say something radical and ridiculous just to be shocking. They don't understand. Trailblazing means you're actually going somewhere. It isn't trailblazing to jump down a mine shaft 1,000 feet deep and kill yourself just because it's different. It's trailblazing to say, I'm Lewis and Clark, and we're going to walk across a continent that nobody's ever done before, not even the natives. That's trailblazing. Saying that you're going to go set up colonies in Virginia in the 1600s, that's trailblazing. And I'm not trying to compare what I've done to that, what you as a movement have done. All I did was provide the spark, and there were many other sparks going off at the same time. All I did was provide the spark, and look at the fire. Look at how it's raging and burning down the New World Order right now. They are afraid. You know, all these globalists are panicking. The current Federal Reserve Chairman, the incoming one, all these big financial experts, Warren Buffett, they all tried to plunge the dollar. They all tried to, at the same time, plunge gold. They all tried, at the same time, to do a whole host of things to the economic landscape. And now things they wanted to do, the dollar's still in a lot of trouble and it'll go down even more eventually. But now gold's exploding while the dollar goes back up. Substantively, I mean, that's unheard of. They're losing control, and they're saying it. They're going, 1 billion Chinese are buying gold, and we can't control it. Americans are buying, and we can't control it. The central banks told you not to buy it over and over again. For the last decade, they've been selling it to each other at reduced prices to artificially drive down. But now, no one's listening to them. They order the cops and the firemen and women to go and take smallpox shots. They universally say no, 99%+. They order people to do this. They order them to do that. They don't follow it. They order Border Patrol section chiefs not to arrest illegals. The chiefs refuse, get fired, then the whole Border Patrol system gets shaken up, and they get in trouble. They're losing on so many fronts. And some people say, oh, the New World Order is omnipresent and they can't be stopped. No, folks, we're just a speck. Remember that rant about how we're this tiny little planet orbiting a little sun of hundreds of billions of suns in our own little galaxy, of which there's hundreds of billions of galaxies that have been photographed. I mean, this government, the New World Order, the dark forces in our universe, they are not omnipresent. They are not all-powerful. They are flawed. They will fail. Good things can happen. We can be given reprieves. But the New World Order took over the churches and told you, no, there's nothing you can do. Lay down. It's the end of the world. Just pray to Jesus when he appears in Jerusalem. That's the Antichrist, folks. This is so sick. Take your microchip. Biometrics aren't the mark of the beast. Go ahead and do it. It's good. Next up on the 700 Club. So I know I'm ranting and raving. It's just that these are the times that try men and women's souls. These are the, but it's also very exciting, and we know we can have an effect in history. Look, the tiny elite was able to seize control because they were patient and calculating, and look at all the bad things they're doing. But look at all the good things we can do. When I said change ourselves at the cellular level, people misunderstood me last week. I don't mean in some yogi way of physically our bodies changing. I mean, as an individual, I'm a cell in a larger human community. And if we individually make ourselves good, if we individually stop being bad, if we individually ask God in our hearts, if we individually get involved and start giving and start standing up against evil and stop caring what our dumbed-down neighbors, TV heads think, and we start standing up and telling the truth and having moral courage, it's always hard. You know the old scenes in movies where they got to go do some tough job, scale the mountain, scale the machine gun nest, and the sergeant says, all right, all the men that want to volunteer to go with me step forward, and nobody does, and finally one guy steps forward, and then two, then five, then ten, then they all step forward, and one little coward's afraid to step forward, but as they climb up the mountain, he finally shows up in his gear ready to go. Those are based on real stories, true stories. You gotta be the one to step forward first. You gotta hit the barbed wire first. You gotta charge the machine gun nest first. You gotta do it, because this is for all the marbles. This is for everything. This is not a game, folks. Psychopathic evil killers are in control. They want to do horrible things to you. They've said they will openly. They must be resisted. It is your duty. Fight them. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's get one thing straight. I'm not jealous of Rush Limbaugh. I don't envy him. I grew up admiring him. I mean, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, folks, in high school when he first went on air. All right? Well, maybe when I was about a senior. Just like Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey gets on air and says, we had blacks as slaves. We killed the Indians. It was good. Let's nuke all the Arabs. I mean, that's sick and crazy. I mean, and it's totally divorced from reality. And I've admired Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he was different, too, 15 years ago when I was a senior in high school. I'm in my low 30s. And he's changed so much, folks, because, I mean, 100 pills a day, that would kill 7 horses. They did a calculation. I mean, but let's put all the kids in jail who use drugs, but not him. You know, it's just so sick. So I'm not here attacking Rush Limbaugh for the person he once was. He just has gotten just to be a totally disturbing individual. But maybe we've become so warped as a country that he just kind of warped with the times, or maybe I changed. I don't know. But I don't care if they're Christian peace activists, you know, so what? It's funny. I play this for critique and analysis purposes. We're just going to play about 30 seconds of it. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
I said at the conclusion of previous hours, part of me that likes this, and some of you might say, Rush, that's horrible. Peace activists taken hostage. Well, here's why I like it. I like any time a bunch of leftist feel-good hand-wringers are shown reality. So here we have these peace activists over there. I don't care if they're Christian or not. They're over there, and as peace activists, they've got one purpose. They're over there trying to stop the violence. Now, if this German group fits the mold, they are probably blaming the United States and coalition forces
okay.
for all of this.
So understand, folks, Rush Limbaugh, and again, if he got it because he owns oil wells or he got it because he invented a widget, that's fine. But no, the guy got it doing what he does on the radio. $400 million is what he's got currently. $400 million. Sitting there in a cush little studio down the street from his house in outside Miami. Another cush studio in New York. He normally lives in Miami. The peace activists are the real ones. They're the ones getting kidnapped by our government. We've caught our government, the criminals that run it, doing it and killing them to scare them off. These are people, Christians. These are not leftist groups. This particular group is not. Who actually go over there and live outside the green zone and who are bombed and killed and see the dead kids. And believe me, buddy, they're living it. You're not living it literally on 100 synthetic heroin pills a day. You admittedly were taking that many. I mean, folks, that is unbelievable. His liver must bounce like a basketball off the ground. I mean, that is just ultra-massive tolerance. And again, I don't think Rush Limbaugh should get in trouble for that. I don't use drugs other than caffeine. I just had a big cup of coffee. I don't use drugs, but I'll tell you this, folks. I don't think people should be put in prison for them because they're shipped in to then put your kids in prison. But he thinks your kid should be, but he's on it, but then he shouldn't be. He should have the Constitution and Bill of Rights, but you shouldn't. And he sits there in the lap of $400 million when these people go to Iraq. I'm not going. Because I'll tell you, folks, I'm afraid I would have my work cut short. I'm not afraid of being killed. It actually sounds thrilling. I like danger. Yeah, I'm kind of a thrill seeker. But I think I have more important work to do here than to risk myself over there. They would probably, for sure, the government would kill me if I went over there. It would be a perfect theater to do it and then claim I was killed by insurgents. You'd probably see me on TV having my head shot off by the CIA, and they'd say it was Al-Qaeda. So it just makes me sad. You know, oh, they're just blowing off steam at Abu Ghraib. Yeah, raping and killing people. We play this clip where he says that. Part of me likes this, and he goes on to explain why, because they're undermining the war effort, and now they're finding out what it's really like. Statistically, it's probably Iraqi soldiers under coalition orders doing this. It could be real terrorists, and it could just as likely be the peace activists staging it. The point is, though, you don't get off on it. It's not enjoyable.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.